क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम जुगल प्रभु. यूजुअली इन महाभारत महाराष्ट्र वी फाइंड पीपल टॉकिंग अबाउट मृत्युंजय द बुक रिलेटेड टू कृष्णा. कैन यू प्लीज एक्सप्लेन समथिंग अबाउट दैट. आंसर, यस, दिस इज अ पॉपुलर बुक बिकॉज इट इवोक्स इमेज ऑफ कर्णा दैट रेजोनेट्स विथ मोस्ट पीपल्स सेल्फ कंसेप्शन. मोस्ट पीपल इन लाइफ फील that they have, that life doesn't treat them fairly, that they are good people but the world is unfair, and they feel that they are working hard and diligently and using their talents to rise to the top, but the world unfairly puts them down. Basically everybody feels that I am good, I am talented, I am great, but the world is unfair, the world is cruel, and the world doesn't allow me to rise to where I can. And this book portrays Karna in this light. It doesn't bring out, or at least it doesn't emphasize, the fact that Karna let himself become a puppet in Duryodhana's diabolical schemes, and the virtuous side of Karna is overplayed, and his dark side, wherever it is mentioned, it is rationalized and it is downplayed. So in this way it creates a very misleading picture of the moral dynamics of the Mahabharata. Instead of understanding how the Pandavas were virtuous and how Krishna protected those who were virtuous, the whole story is retold and reportrayed and reinterpreted to show as if Karna was the hero and somehow everybody else was against him. So this perpetuates people's self-conception of they being virtuous and the world being vicious. Actually, when we say the world is vicious, ultimately what we are saying, whether we explicitly say it or not, is that God is unfair. Because if we believe in God and if we understand that God is controlling the world, then when we say the world is unfair, we are essentially saying God is unfair. And when we say I am virtuous, we are denying the fact that we rebelled against God, we came to this world, and we have done many sinful activities in the past, either in this life or in previous lives. So what we suffer is ultimately the result of our own karma. And humility means that we recognize this. And Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that humility begins by, that knowledge begins by humility in 13.8. So therefore, whenever we need to study scriptures, we have to study them properly within a tradition that understands the purpose and understand the subtleties of the scriptures. Otherwise, we get a distorted understanding of life and of the scriptures, and the two become mutually feeding vicious circle by which we perpetuate our misconceptions by finding credence for them in the scriptures. That's why Srila Prabhupada said that it is best for us to hear scriptures from devotees. Avaishna mukhodgiram putam harikathamrutam shravanam naiva kartavim sarpochishte thapayam. That if we hear the even harikatha from non-devotees, it is like milk touched by the fangs of a snake. Although the milk is nutritious, it becomes poisonous. Similarly, although Harikatha is meant to increase our attraction towards Krishna, but when we hear Harikatha in a distorted way, it can poison our attraction towards Krishna. And it can create us misconceptions about Krishna, which will take a long time to overcome for us. So therefore, it is best for us to stick to the books that we get within the parampara for getting a clear understanding. Now, Karna's character has been outlined quite well in the Mahabharata that has been rendered in English by Krishna Dharma Prabhu. and those who are interested in reading the Mahabharata and knowing more about Karna and the various characters in the Mahabharata can read that book. Thank you.